Now joined by the head coach of the Grundy Lady Panthers and Ty Stillwell. It was a 1-1 week for Grundy. They ran into a road trip to a tough Green City team and lost on Tuesday night 66-32, but won the, checking on it, conference opener. Just double checking on that. 65-27 over East Harrison on Friday night up at Newtown. Winston is the opponent on Tuesday. Grundy looks to go 2-0 in conference play. Coach, congrats on the win Friday night.
Thank you.
It was considered homecoming at Newtown, so for the Newtown girls, a chance to play on their home floor, that had to be exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, we got a little bit more of the Newtown crowd there, and with all the Grundy fans, we made it completely a nice packed gym for homecoming night.
And you really did a lot of things well. Obviously, if you score 65 and your opponent scores 27, you had a good night. What went especially well for you, Coach?
Our press done really well. You know, our top three guards done a great job of moving and pulling and forcing the other girls into a lot of pressure. And they forced a lot of tough passes, and we got steals and runouts.
Yeah, as I look at your score sheets that we get after each game, the thing that I really like about your team, Coach, is that, you know, you can look at it and say, okay, there's generally two or three girls that are leading the way in the scoring column, but you have a lot of girls that they know what their role is and they're helping, and depth is really something that's starting to develop in a good way for this team, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jandy Peterson actually was out for us. She got the flu, so she was gone that game, so the fact that we're able to go to our bench and be able to go so deep into our bench and have people that can score and fill roles when big names are gone, you know, it's a great thing.
As you look at the trip to Green City, Coach, you know, I think what you forget sometimes when you play teams that are very good, and we know Green City's very good, and, you know, they have one of the better players in the area, but it's hard to score against them. You know, it starts defensively, and you go to Green City and try to beat them, just trying to get the ball in the hoops, a challenge against their size.
Yeah, it was. You know, we settled for too many jump shots, and we let pressure kind of dictate how we played early on, so after the first quarter, you know, we kind of settled in and played a lot better ball game.
How did you do against Littrell, Coach? Did you hold her somewhat in check, or did she go off on you?
She had a pretty good night. Like, she had a lot of her stuff off runouts. Like I said, you know, we struggled with the pressure early on in the game, so she was able to get a lot of early runouts and scores. You know, she's a great player. We just got to slow her down better in transition.
Yeah, is it the biggest challenge when you play somebody that's kind of had your number? And, you know, granted, they've had a lot of teams' number, but when you try to give that message of we're starting 0-0 and we can play with this team, but once you get behind by that 5-10 points early, is it kind of tough just to keep battling?
Yeah, it's really tough to battle. Definitely when they have somebody like Brooke who, you know, when a team is fighting back, calling back, she can hit a tough shot that, you know, maybe some of these other teams can't when you're down by that and fight back in a game.
So if we kind of take a look at, and we talked about this last couple of weeks, because, you know, HDC, you got a win on Friday, you got a winnable game coming up on Tuesday, then you got the 10th, you go up to North Harrison, and you got a Mercer game on the road, which is lining up as a big game, just a little bit more in a month from now. This looks like, you know, and Mercer's still good, but they've hit some turbulence here with their level of play. Their depth is really being stressed here with just not a lot of bodies. And it does look like, Coach, that it's a wide-open race. And as we've said, I think your girls realize, hey, we can play with anybody in the conference this year.
Yeah, they definitely understand that, you know, that the conference is wide open for really anybody to win. You know, you mentioned that Mercer has some depth. We know they got a really good coach and great players to fill the roles. And, you know, I think those are two of the higher-level teams there that we've got to get ready to go and get prepared for those matchups late in January and February.
Well, let's do a little bit of the common sense weather thing here, because, you know, we can put our, you know, is there going to be school tomorrow? I think yes. You think yes? So it snowed 3.5-4 inches overnight, so there's no school today. They're going to get out, handle the roads overnight, and I think there's going to be school tomorrow, or at least at the very least 2-hour delays, which means to me that you're playing Winston tomorrow night, Coach, and I'm sure you're going to tell the girls when you get a hold of them, hey, expect to play on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I talked to them a little bit this morning that, you know, we're going to take the day off. We don't want anybody out traveling on the roads, but, you know, we're expecting to have a game in school tomorrow, so we're going to stay after and have a nice little shoot around before the game. Just get fresh and get the ball in our hands again.
From what you know, is Jandy better? Did the weekend help her out, or have you not been able to talk to her yet?
From what I know, yeah, she's doing better. You know, the flu can kind of come up and hit really at any point in time. So she's doing better, got some fluids in her, she's ready to go.
Winston Redbirds, coach, what do you know about him? What's kind of the scouting report and what you're going to discuss with your girls when you get them ready for 6 o'clock on Tuesday?
Oh, well, you know, they play fast and they want to shoot a lot of jump shots, so we've got to make sure we can test those shots and we can't get beat in transition.
That's the head coach of the Grundy R5 girls and Ty Stillwell. Winston is the opponent tomorrow night. I have too many sheets of paper laying around here. I don't have the Holiday Hoop schedule, coach. I think you have at least two games at the Ketchum Center over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll play the 21st and the 31st. The 21st at 5:30 and the 31st at 7.
Okay, 31st at 7. We'll save that for New Year's Eve because that's a little while away. But 21st is this Saturday. So you said you play at 5:30 on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Is it Montrose, isn't it?
Yes, sir, I believe.
Okay, yeah, it sounds right. I was kind of going off memory from what Coach Wells told me earlier. Do you know much about him as far as the scouting reports, or is that something you'll try to figure out here starting Wednesday?
Oh, well, you know, I know they're a pretty well team. You know, they're down south, so I know they're going to probably play really quick and man, but we haven't done too much of scouting on them, trying to take care of these two conference opponents first.
How exciting is it for the girls? You know, if you look at this Holiday Hoops, you know, granted, yes, Trenton High School is the hosting institution, but you get to play on a college facility not very far from your gym and Galt, coach. It's got to be a great opportunity for your team.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's great for our community because they can go, you know, just a couple of miles down the road and watch us play it on a high-level floor against a high-level team.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tomorrow night against the Lady Redbirds.
Thank you, sir.